Operation Save Our Sons National Director John Gunn says he has probably presided over the funerals of more young male homicide victims than any other pastor in Jacksonville. He says most do not have a strong male role model. Gunn says that must change. His organization wants to help those men who didn't have an attentive father learn the parenting skills they need. Gunn says Saturday's initiative at Freebald High School is getting national attention.
It is being birthed in our city, but we have cities around the country that are interested because of the unique approach of Operation Save Our Sons. Our theme, our model, our mantra, our commitment is building bridges while tearing down walls for the sake of our sons.
Ronald Clark says his father was not involved much in his life. He says his mother was strong and he never got into any trouble, but he still struggled with his parenting skills when he became a father. He has four children, but one daughter lives outside of his home, and he only sees her every other weekend. Clark says he hopes through Operation Save Our Sons, more fathers will get involved in their children's lives.
I didn't really know how to be a father, and I feel like if I would have had my father in my life, things wouldn't have been as hard as being a father and staying connected to my child that is not in the house.
But the effectiveness of such programs on a national level has been mixed. Vincent DiCarlo is the Vice President of Development and Communication for the National Fatherhood Initiative. He says the most effective initiatives offer programming that can be quantified instead of focusing on rallying cries.
And so to the extent that a program can actually provide some sort of, real programming and resources in the community for fathers to tap into, I think those are the ones that are going to have a higher chance of being successful.
DiCarlo says one of the problems with initiatives reaching out to inattentive fathers is getting to the dads who need the help. He says his organization is more effective when it goes to the source and visits where the fathers might be, including jails, military bases, and child support offices. He also says it's important to get mothers of the children involved as well. DiCarlo says there are many fathers who want to play a bigger role in their children's life, but their mother refuses. The Fathers Calling Fathers initiative begins at 10 a.m. Saturday morning at Freebald High School. Kevin Mershart, WJCT News.